Audio edition 24. So why another episode that's now actually in order in such quick succession? It's because when I, for some bizarre reason, when I checked the recording for episode 22, I know it 23 should have been the last one and it wasn't. It's because I miscalculated the numbers. I checked the audio file and for some reason it recorded in 8 kilohertz. I had to check that. So it was really poor quality. So I was not best pleased. I published it anyway. And I checked the original WAV file and it wasn't good enough. So anyway, why the file? So I'm doing something that I've not done for a very long time. And that is I'm sitting in my garden. Now, for quite a while after we moved in, we did use the garden a lot and we had the trampoline and it was a place to chill and me and Lucas camped out here and stuff. And since then, since the past 3 years, since the business of the Dread House, I've really only used the garden as a storage and junkyard, really. I haven't sort of done anything with it. I mean, it's not the easiest of gardens to maintain. Now, I'm already doing better than a lot of people in this country because I have a garden. So I can't complain that it's north-facing and relatively small. I mean, when I got it, it wasn't particularly well kept, but even so. That's by the by. It's my responsibility to make it nice, so I've got no excuse in that respect. So I have had an absolutely ruthless clear out, as I stated in the last podcast, and I've just got a little bit left to do. So I've started to demolish the old shed, which is coming down pretty quickly, and I've got rid of a load of weeds. And now I'm going to do a bit of weed killer, and I'm going to make a little feature at the back of the, when I say like at the back, like it's really far, it isn't, it's like 3 meters to the fence, and I've got to get a new fence panel, or actually a couple of new fence panels. And so just, you know, days like this, it's kind of nice just to sort of come out and sit here and drink a cup of coffee and enjoy the space rather than just keep looking at rotten wood and weeds. And well, it's effectively Steptoe's yard, which is, you know, what I've always called it. So I can't guarantee I'm going to make this a regular thing or I'm going to suddenly be green-fingered like my mum, who incidentally is a gardener. And she was appalled when she came here and saw it. She's like, what the hell is that? And there's various skills she's taught me, but the maintenance of a garden is not one that I've retained. So I will... you know, at least wanted to make, I don't know how, you know, much longer we're going to be living here. It's not particularly my intention to move, but it's also, I don't really want to stay in London for forever. And as I get older, I want to, as much as I love living by a forest, I actually would like to live by the sea. That's my goal. That's my goal in life, really, I suppose. So the plan for this is, yeah, I want to make a little boxed area at the back, I don't know, to put a feature of some description. I have to, my existing shed, I just have to tidy up, which I built by myself. And it's not a small shed, and I'm not a tall guy. So that was a chore in itself to do, but I got it done because I needed to. And I've cleared out most of it, so there's actually, you can walk in and, you know, there's space for the bikes and space for the spare cables and stuff. And there's a whole, the Dread House is in there at the moment, which is really what the whole thing was bought for, was to house the Dread House, the old and the new. So I'm kind of thinking that I'm going to get rid of the old one because I've got no use for it. I don't have a cover for it anymore. It's just the poles now, so I really should look at getting rid of that because it's surplus to requirement. Then I've got to do a big dump trip next week to get rid of the all of the old shed, the wood that I've started to dismantle. Fortunately, you know, 70% of it is rotten, so it's coming away really easy. So that in itself is not a chore. And then I've got to dig out the trampoline, because I promised Lucas we'd put the trampoline back up. And because that's part of his summer bucket list of wanting to sleep out on the trampoline. So I don't know why he wants to do that, but I thought it was sort of best to accommodate that as much as I can, really. And I have to confess, while I was, I spent far too much time, in all honesty, dismantling the shed. I've been doing it now since the beginning of, since May, I think I first started. And I could have done it in a day, but I haven't. I got up this morning and sort of drinking my coffee out here and was staring at bits and thinking, there was a couple of pieces of support struts that I took out. And then I came back from the school run and started to do a bit as well. And I have to confess that I really enjoyed it. I'm sweating profusely, actually. but there's a fair... I mean, it wasn't cheap to build, I might add as well, actually. I remember it cost me a few hundred quid for the wood. It's all rotten now. It's worthless. But some of it is salvageable. So I'm going to use some of it for what I can salvage for the back wall and make a little... featured a box in the soil. And I just found online this remedy for a non-toxic weed killer, which I'm going to go out and get on my way back from work. Or maybe I might do it on the way to work, actually, because I've got to go to work in a minute, because I think that'd be far better, because I'm getting a load of thorn bushes with raspberries on, which was great for last summer. Didn't end up eating any of them, which was a bit strange, but now we're at the stage where I have to stop them from growing back. So, I tried to grow some grass, which through sort of stashing and storing the dread house over the past 3 years, it started off when I brought the new trampoline and put that up 4 years ago. And then that obviously made a large section of the grass die, if not all of it, which was not great for Molly, because Molly, you know, like used to like coming out and eating grass and laying in the grass and doing her business or whatever. So it wasn't great for her. Then I took the trampoline down and then retried to grow the grass again, which I did. It's just not particularly pretty, if I'm honest, and it became quite patchy from where I'd stashed the dread house in a hurry. Hence why I ended up buying the bigger shed. Oh, excuse me, that was my belly. But it's only, you know, I kind of look at this and thinking, I think the vast majority of the work is done, the hard work anyway. So it will start to look tidy once I've got rid of the old shed. All right, once that all that wood has been taken to the dump next week, it will look like it will look better, because at the moment I've got the trampoline in pieces down here, and I've got the roof tent as well, because I've got nowhere else to stash it. I mean, I could take it to Nicole's, but then it's kind of a bit pointless keeping it in her shed if I don't really need to and I want to use it over the summer, and unfortunately it doesn't fit in my shed easily, so it just means I have to wrap it up, and it's got a cover and stuff, so it just means, I guess, for the winter I'd have to stash it somewhere, probably Nicole's outhouse if she hasn't converted it into Lucas's playroom and studio or rehearsal space. So that's the plan. And it's kind of, you know, I was kind of thinking about putting decking out here, but I don't know if I want decking, to be honest. I mean, it would smarten it up. And I've done things like there's like a section where I just keep cutting the grass for Milo, and because I don't have a strimmer, the strimmer died, I think, And I don't know, my shears went rusty, so I had to throw them out. And so there's like a rockery section where the grass had been overgrown. I hadn't cut that in a very long time. So I finally got round to doing that. And it's made a difference. It just looks a bit neater. Not massively so, but because it's north-facing, I'm getting lots of moss. And yeah. So, right. With that, I'm going to finish my coffee in peace, I think, without having to listen to my voice, and go and jump in the shower to get ready to go to work. Right, speak to you soon.